Я в последний угол.
Good morning, Chairperson and members of the committee, and thanks for the opportunity to be here. I'm Willie Hoffmeyer, the head of the Special Investigating Unit. On my right hand side is Roland Polowski, the strategy manager in the unit. Also been dealing a lot with some of the issues that I think we'll be addressing today. My next is Veronica Marshman, who is our CFO. And behind me is Harika Miller, who is our unit secretary.
Thank you, and good morning, Chairperson, to you and to the honourable members. We have a delegation. I'm going to start from my extreme left. Mr. Wadada, who is our acting CDC Central Services, Ms. Mutu, who is our CDC Chief Deputy Commissioner for Development and Health, Ms. Motsetti, who is our CDC for Corrections Branch, Ms. Makwena, who is from our Corporate Services Environment, in support of the CDC Corporate Services, Mr. Arthur Sani, who is sitting next to him, Mr. Ngubel, who is our Deputy Commissioner Supply Chain Management, Ms. Marissa, who is our Acting CFO, myself as Acting National Commissioner, on my right, two colleagues from the Ministry, Mr. Chakane Mbanga, who are our Head of Ministerial Services and our NRO. I need to hear.
Could we maybe make a request that we decide to make to the FIU show it to the doctor? We'll do that right away. And that later. We'll be here.
person so involved in my session, can I also just indicate that our minister has sent apologies indicating that she's done a book in the third book by the community service taking place of the on the public resolution to the National Congress. But she's hoping that if that was the extension, that we still have session to be able to do that.
I was going to raise that privacy later, a management for the meeting. There must be something wrong with our program. If yeah, we are meeting at SOFA, discussing the Department of Sexual Services, right next door, the very department, the very portfolio committee is meeting on that department with the minister. I got very excited in the foyer because I simply followed the minister. I assumed the minister was coming to SOFA. So I followed her mistakenly to another meeting. But Chair, there's something wrong. But we are meeting on the very same issues in the right next door with the minister, they're meeting on the same, on virtually the same item. There's got to be something wrong with the process. We should be labeled, actually, with that.
Yeah, I think, we discussed the problem yesterday, committee of Chair, I think. Is an area that they are supposed to try and catch it up. The chairperson of the portfolio committee is they have this unavoidable situation that they need to attend to today. Can we then allow the original office to choose the first and thereafter the translation and then the most part of it.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to introduce the team here. On my far right side, the Deputy Auditor General. Next to me on my right side, Hilda Slugger, and myself responsible for the SIU. On my left is Frans Hubert, Business Executive at the Auditor General. Next to me on my left side is Musa Songguan. He's also a Business Executive responsible for correctional services. And then next to him is Solomon Diani. He's a Senior Manager, also responsible for correctional services. And then next to him in the blue shirt is Lois van Vieren. He's just basically an observer this morning. He's also going to attend the portfolio committee. He's responsible for human settlement. And then next to him is Danele. I think everyone knows her. She's a parliamentary manager here. And I think that is the team. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, my colleague does not think you can check for telephone call code, he's director of protection services, so he's just needed, and then Naveen Singh, director of national accounts.
All right. We have members of parliament introducing the first question by the president.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Bob Steele, member of the committee.
Trevor Bonham, member of COPA.
Roy Ames, a member of the committee from the Great Province of KwaZulu-Natal.
And the ranking member of this committee, and I endorse his last sentiment. I'm from KZN in the door.
Chairperson, it looks like the KZN club. I'm from KZN, Mandalay, isn't it?
Okay. I hope some fans will be able to hear KZN. All right. Thank you very much.
Sorry, Honourable Gatoy will be about 5 minutes late. So we can
Commissioner Gatoy, my chair is coming.
we want to welcome all of you here. Hope that President will be very kind to all of us. We have great expectations from the year for everything good. We hope that's so. But for the community, our wish is we have no one coming before us beyond 2010 who could assign others. We start with the Special Investigating Unit. Let me see. I must say that the part of what we want to do in the community is to indeed deal with the department and entities that very, very good at managing, so as to correct the wrong that are there, but also to interact with those that are doing well, so that it mustn't be seen that it is possible to get it right and to demonstrate that things can be done right. And to be able to have an idea and understanding of how they are able to get it right. So I think I need to upfront stress the fact that the annual report of the FIU is an unqualified there are no efforts of measures. And the other measures, I think that's where they are issues. And I think there was just one little hump that caused us to say, no, maybe we need to have some form of interaction with yourself. So we then went through your financial statement and also felt that there were few issues that the labs to get light on. Well, for instance, I just want to check on page 51 on current assets, there is an item called prepayment. What does that mean? Well, I'll just attract it to you when I look at the figure of the previous year or current year. There's a link. What is it about? Just a line.
Chair, just to deal briefly with the issue. About half the SIU budget at the moment is generated from departments who are paying the SIU to do work for them. And largely we're doing that sort of in competition with the private sector company. We've done a lot of that work for departments. The item prepayment is that in a number of cases the contract that we have with the departments provides for an annual payment. It's very one-off during the year. And it's largely a matter of convenience. But it does often mean that unless the contract is entered into on 1 April, that that there's money in a bank that is still running into the next year. So we do get permission from the National Treasury every year to roll over that money.
So the list in the figure shows that a lot of money.
It does show that we have a lot of work, although it hasn't really increased significantly. But still, it's really a timing issue of when the contract dates were. If you need some more details, I'll see if I
can. No, I think that's fine. On page 63, note the financial fee.
I see that your study loans to employees and lease provision have increased dramatically. That figure, is it 168,000 or 168,000? And the lease provisioning, the study loans, do you have in place the mechanism to be able to cover that side? The increase, the amount, without the necessary safeguard?
Chairperson, let me say that previous, we only in the last couple of years have introduced a formal bursary process. Previously, we were essentially just assisting some employees on an ad hoc basis. So, if you look at the 54,000, that's probably helping them more than 10 of our 600 odd employees. So, we have decided to invest more in the upskilling of our staff, and so I think that is a consequence of that. On the leave provisioning, I think Veronica is going to have to help you with that one.
On the leave provisioning,
yes,
thank you. A substantial amount because I'm believe at the end of the year they haven't taken all the duties and because we have a lot of work it seems like the vendors are not taking all their leave on time. So at the end the number of untaken leave has increased substantially.
Thank you very much. Good picture is note transfer. I see that your commitment to a higher fixed asset for which you have not made any provision. I guess that is something. I see that during the previous year, the amount was about 2 million and for the year that was due, it happened. Why?
At the end of the year, we have a major commitment to capital acquirers, but because the operating processes and the proper procurement process hasn't been completed, there was no official order that we could make revisions. In terms of draft, we are on draft, and we can only make a decision on the certain circumstances. As we haven't met the requirements of the last statement, we didn't make the provision of financial statements, although the commitment already existed.
Why did you mean the commitment?
We need to complete our processes, and there's a couple of time. If we don't complete it by a certain time, the AG can't accept any more changes. So you have to complete your processes by a certain time, there's a deadline.
Come on,
why
is it a deadline?
Sometimes the processes just overtake you.
Note 28 talks about your contingent liabilities. I think at the time of prison, you couldn't make any provision because of uncertainty. What is the state of affairs currently for those two contingent? Maybe let's say one, because it appears that at the end of the first paragraph you indicate that the one case of the second one, subsequent to the publication of this report, is there any progress or still pending?
Jake, can I just say on the first matter, there is still arising a couple of issues. I think the one matter arises from the previous SIU headed by that chief, which was about 8 years ago. And we have held the view there that, or the legal advice we've had is that with the establishment of the new SIU, we are not liable for the liabilities of that organization. That's been upheld by the court so far, but I think there is still the possibility of an appeal, so we have not completely. We still want to just note the fact that there is that potential.
I'm not very aware with legal processes, but it's been taken by the court.
then a good competition.
I think the court judgment is cited in support of this. It's only mentioned because it made a general statement, but we are involved in an actual litigation process which we have won in the High Court and in the Appeal Court.
So the Constitutional Court, let me use the word thing, was a ruling as such.
Can I maybe just verify the fact
here
for you?
I'm looking at page 78. It says the Constitutional Court ruled that the current SIU is not liable for the 29 of the old SIU. Is that a ruling? Or?
No, I think that is a ruling.
These are the court cases. All right. And the other case is still pending.
That's
still in process. Right. On page 54, so you can go to the back up and down sideways. On page 54, operating expense. You would note that the last item, the other expenses of 86 million, it appears on page 8 in the annex. Why do you appear like this? Generally, in some of the annual reports, it comes as a good service and part of the statement of financial performance. Why does it come as an annex?
Really? The FIU reports in terms of GOB. And in terms of GOB, we have specific requirements for disclosure requirements. We're not the department, we don't disclose on the same level that the department disclosed. We have to comply with the GOB requirements. But we also want to be transparent. If you just put the item in there, other expenses with such a large amount, it doesn't really give any information to the users of the financial statement. And that's why we have, through the years, adopted the principle of supplying a mixture with details of these expenditures.
Not true. I think the amount is what raised my head when it was going through. But now, going to that annex, I suppose from an accounting point of view, there's nothing wrong with the figures we understand, but from an oversight perspective, I think something else. I'm trying to get a reconciliation of the setting of certain expenses that are there. On page 2, on the operating expenses item, we have travel and accommodation as an item, right? Which is 6.7 million. But when you go to the other expenses, which is an extra B, if you go down, that's the travel subsistence. It's 6.4 million. And it's two separate travel accommodation. Or does it mean that the total amount is 12 million, 13 million?
The travelling accommodation that we showed operating expenses refers to projects where it is front office personnel travelling, and the other travelling accommodation refers more to the forces back office, head of unit, executive, who incur these kind of expenses in travelling.
So that's four.
I'll come to you one time. Just note down the issue. And I'm also looking at the car hire and most of the hassles and stuff. All on the other expenses. I'll explain these two expenses to you. Car hire and taxes, 1 million, most of the hassles and stuff, 2.4 million.
Car hire and taxis is when we visit other regions, you have to hire a car and taxis to get around. Whereas most of the expenses is when you're in your own region, you travel to your own car, and it's actually the return of the expense incurred. So when you use your own vehicle, you claim back for that travel, and that's why it is good. It's more for control purposes as well as for sourcing purposes, and that's why we disclose it also.
We also do have a fairly expensive heat spin-out, so to try and save on the car hire, because our business does involve a huge amount of travel on day to day, out of the office most days. So we do have a fleet ourselves that we try and manage to try and cut down the cost of it all. But I think it is to distinguish, especially the outsourced and travel expenses that we have for
what is the technology system?
Jefferson, they do say regards to God. So we do have take our internal integrity of our staff and investigators very seriously. So we have an internal unit that takes charge of that, and these are basically especially first side. So they're not operational in the normal sense, so it's essentially the work that's done to check on our companies.
But is this work done by the unit in Canada or is the high up that you can budget to get it from us?
Chair, I think some of the expenses are outside at the moment. We have an outside service provider who helps us with the lie detector test.
I'll remind you that should be outside. A Canada unit is came from the monthly salary report. This is for consultants who assist the unit in the
business. Sorry, that is essentially for consultants.
So this is for consultants, and then we have our stores being checked. We are in the process of installing it. We are getting the system of data that we will be allowed to sell, but up till the end of this year, it will still be announced.
I think one of the functions of the unit is also that essentially the actual conducting of the line technology, which we certainly acquire the capacity and the equipment to be able to do that.
I also see that the consultancy fees, just jump up to see that you perform it.
We thought that was the reason why we are here today. it is a substantial increase, and I think it's like
an alarming.
But if I can branch it short to you why it is that. Most of this money, 50 million of it, was spent on an organizational redesign for us to explore the organization. And the reason
50 million organizational redesign.
The reason, let me
just to say, instead of doing a direct a year, let's put 2 or 1.5 or what would you say? 50 million.
Can I?
That's a lot of money. Why the recession?
Let's get started before the recession. The SIU2, I know, has grown very rapidly over the past 8 years. We started off in 2001 with 67 people, and within 7 years we hit 500 people. So we were growing at a compound rate of about 50% a year. And that has put a huge amount of strain on the organization. Most of the money that we were generating was being used in operations. So our computer equipment has become completely outdated, unable to deal with what we have, our business processes, our systems as well. So we had to save on three years ago we decided that we have to try and design, ensure that we design and set up an organization cope with rapid growth, that would be scalable in its operations. I think we still expect that we may become over 1,000, closer to 2,000 people over the next 2 years. So we decided rather than simply adding on to what we have at the moment, that we need to take a step back and really have a thorough look at the organization, how we function. And apart from the back office, fourth year, we also needed to look at the way that we conducted our operations. If you're a small organization, it's relatively easy for everybody to know what everybody else is doing. But as we grew, it became vital that we standardize our operations, we have proper knowledge management, that we have proper control over our investigations, to know what is going on. We have properly documented and developed. So we did try in on the operational front to ensure that we engaged with some of the best people we could find in South Africa. Our brief to them was to convert the SIU into a project-based organization, working infrastructure, and so on. Let me say, personally, I'm acutely aware of the fact that one should spend a huge amount of money on consultants and not get value for money out of it. And we were very conscious about, in this process, of the need to try and control the expenditure and to ensure that we have actual delivery. Part of the expenditure is on actually helping to implement, not just coming up with the design. That was a relatively cheap process, as you indicated, but actually working with our staff in terms of implementing the new methodology.
How will this main idea
be? We still have some expenses that will be running in this current year, but we expect that the total amount of spending in the current year will be around 12 million, down from 30 million. And after that, we may still have some capital expenditure. We do have to invest in IT infrastructure, in proper project system. We've budgeted for those things already, but the money has not been spent. But the consultant spend after this year will be minimal. I think that last year and this year essentially was the major spend on the consultant. So we can also say that you can hold us accountable for the outcomes in the future, because we're confident that we really will enable the unit to produce at a substantially higher level than it has in the past.
And I also note that on picture one, it's always very good news to hear that the unit did not suffer any material loss due to criminal conduct. Okay, people are not allowed to stay in the or put less with the bench. That is good. The only block, however, in page 32, the regular expenditure of 3.2 million. Now, you had a competitive or a change management contract. And somehow the State Evaluation Committee made a recommendation and honestly an award was given out the
committee to continue. Just a couple of questions. Who appointed the leaders of this committee?
I appointed the committee.
Who are the people? The familiar faces.
Sorry.
The familiar faces.
They were all employees of the unit. I think the practical problem that happened here is that the adjudication process had to happen over the Christmas January. Our change convention happened in late January. And essentially, there was some miscalculation on our part. I think we started too late. We became aware by middle December that we were going to run into severe problems about securing a venue if the process was not completed. I think our CFO took the initiative to then run an adjudication type process so that we could place an order. The unit, and I think all of this was we've done in good faith, but it was not regular. The unit had a formal investigation into this process. We have disclosed the regular expenditure early on. We have submitted the application for condemnation to Treasury in regard to the expenditure as well. And so we believe that we have taken the appropriate steps to deal with the irregular expenses that were incurred. That was the findings of our investigation. I think the Auditor General concurred with that. Did not point to any bad motives or anything irregular. I mean, anything improper.
Have you already put this in the submission of the fee that you currently
have? Yes, sir. I do have a copy of the condemnation letter to National Treasury.
Good. Your letter. The letter says, you have introduced the form.
No, we haven't. It is the one blot on our report, and we do take those things very seriously.
That is what the completed section of the currency and the constitution. By the first of the session, there is a resolution. There is a commercial resolution. Well, the actions are currently under constitution by the creative authority or executive leadership of the
executive
of the unit to reduce the opportunity of such terrorists, which means the world was a beautiful opportunity for this thing to happen. What was the cause?
But I think, you know, we have put a lot of pressure and put a lot of effort into setting up a proper supply chain management unit and process in the organization. But some of these processes were relatively new to us at that time. And I think that we had a few occasions when we just ran into time pressure that one did not appreciate how early a process has to start and able to
run much more of us.
So I think that was our major issue here was about that. When we say that we have taken measures, that we have created the proper system to ensure that where certain procurements are time bound, that we have learned from our experience about how long tender processes can sometimes take in that emergency. So I'm confident to say that this will not occur again. I think our current CFO has produced for us four fee orders with no emphasis of matters in 4 years. So, I don't think it is an issue of competence or it was simply an issue that we were in a learning period at that stage. I think that we have taken what happened is appropriate.
All right, Akadi and
do have two issues to handle. The first one we have already raised, the alarming amount of 44 million as compared to the 6 million of the previous financial year. And I've been listening to the explanation. Nevertheless, I still have a question that is very important on the very same matter. And my question being, as you are employing consultants to pay them the 44 million in this financial year, are there any officials that are supposed to have done the work of redesigning the organization? And if the officials are there, can you turn this to be a double expenditure, whereby you are paying salaries of these officials, and at the same time, you are paying this exorbitant amount of 44 million to consultants? Then what is the official's work when the consultants are doing the work? Okay. My last one are the time frames. When you employ consultants, we've got to know from what end up to what end. But in the response that has been given, in indicating they are not only there for redesigning, they are also there to help with the implementation. So we've got to know until when will they end their services, because an implementation can go on and on and on. Thank you, Chief.
Good morning. The first part of the question in terms of is this work that could have been done that is right caused by the unit. I suppose if one could describe it, it's not routine work. The unit in itself does not have the organizational device to be the core part of it. So we therefore had to get external specialized like a tenant in the house when they're going to have a house. So that's why they're hoping that that the quality products we get at the end of the day does exist. We also have the service providers for high quality products to show them that what is possible to be delivered in the end. The second part in terms of saying this is something that's likely to go on and on and on without end. The parts that those commissions will be redundant report once delivered within the specified time frame, which was signed off by the unit being done. In the initial part of the implementation, the decision was taken that let's take the most critical and most crucial part of that implementation being a business operation as part of America. The aspect that Mr. Altmaier referred to that we are likely going to be doing this year is an area outside of those that we have completed last year. It's an area like the business management area and some parts of the support. So fundamentally, for the White House Commission, it was delivered on time within the specified period as per the terms of agreement with the service provider. So as an organization designed that took the entire end of the organization, but we are now looking at more of your backup processes, but they are focused on your office primarily.
One
If the package has been completed of what they were supposed to do, and they have paid 44 million, now you are going to enter into another phase, does it imply extra cost?
If I have to take this type of review, the design of the unit is split in three parts: it's business management, it's business support, and it's business operation. So that's the design that was done and completed around about 2006. So when it came time for implementation, because these kinds of initiatives tend to put extreme pressure on the organization, the decision taken was to then say, let's pick one of the three with some of the crucial of the urgent areas in your business support. So we covered the full operations to implement the blueprint. And I was using the example of the house, it was like a case of saying, let's see this wing of the house, plus a bit of that OEM, so that we can then relieve the pressure on the organization, and then the lessons learned from that. So that when we then implemented the rest of the business, supported the rest of the business culture, we were not having too many problems in the area. So when we then say even that the heat subsequent work, it is not going back to the start of the result from the things that are from the end of the unit. Because we create a lot of discussion from that. We could not put ourselves in a position that we were doing the thing we were having time working. So the illustration I just wanted to make is this. The design puts the organization almost as having three pillars. We took one of those pillars and we implemented that for you. And in the subsequent period, we will look at the other one. And it was not the first time before, because there's other items that account for that.
Are there going to be extra costs? I just need an
answer. As I indicated previously, in the past financial year of the 44, about 50 million was related to the organizational side process. And in the current year that we are in, we are projecting about 12 million rand of expenditure, and that will be the end of the process. We're not envisaging any further
expenses. What? Thank you, Commodore.
Chair, I want to ask a general question, not directly related to the annual report. But you did say that one of the reasons the SIU are here is because they've done well. Now, one of the things they've done well is develop this thing called the Red Flag Database, which is being used to uncover corruption. I believe it was developed when they were investigating the Correctional Services Department. Can Mr. Hoffmeyer very briefly just tell us what this tool is? Not go into any length. He went into great length when he addressed in November the Correctional Services Portfolio Committee. Please don't go into great length. Just whet our appetite. Chair, I believe it is something that can be used in other departments uncover the matter. When he was asked at the Correctional Services Portfolio Committee meeting, who owns the intellectual property to this tool, he said, SIU owns it, but it could be used by other departments. Is it being used by other departments? Is it being used by the Auditor General's Office? And specifically, now that unfortunately you are no longer doing work in the Department of Correctional Services, can that Correctional Services Department internal investigation unit use this tool?
No, but you are, but I want to go. Fine, can talk to that person.
Say, I'll be brief, but perhaps just to correct, say, we were working with Correctional Services over the past 6 years, and all the investigations we've done have been collaboration with Correctional Services and funded by them. The tool that we've developed, I think, should be of some interest to the committee. Essentially, what we have started to do is take data from all the available government databases. That could be SACTEL, which is the personnel system, LOGIS, the procurement system, back the payment system, the individual department supply chain management databases. We've managed to interface it with Home Affairs and a number of other databases. The problem at the moment is these databases don't talk to each other. As you will know, that's why government's planning this integrated financial management system. But what we do is we download the data, we convert it into a uniform format so that it can be compared. And essentially what one can then do is you can start picking up patterns. You can start seeing